shooting motherfuckers, man. You know, we got cop problems, prices problems, got the gun problems. This gun shit ain't going nowhere, okay? It's like gun control. There ain't never going to be no gun control, okay? You talk about it too long and you will get shot. They will shoot your ass, okay? And go, and one of the reasons is because we all love guns. Love guns. I had a gun. That's right, comedian with a gun. Ooh, they not laughing. Bang. Yeah, man, we don't care. America don't care about no guns. They shoot up a church. Nobody cared. Shot up a school. Nobody cared, man. Shot up a theater. People are like, should have had Netflix. That's right. They never, ever changing the gun laws. Somebody gets gunned down. You see that shit on TV. Next thing you know, you watch TV, and all you hear are cliches. You know, 50 people, 60 people, 70 people, whatever, dead. And somebody comes out and goes, well, we can't change the gun laws because Americans need the right to hunt. They need to hunt. It's like, really? Hunting's that fucking important? I mean, I've been hunting. I used to hunt with my grandfather as a kid in South Carolina. Went hunt with my grandfather. I shot a rabbit. I cried. He called me a faggot. And he's a preacher. They are never changing the gun laws, no matter what, man. They will shoot 100 people in Vegas, okay? And somebody will come on TV, you know, and they'll just talk like, hey, you know, guns don't kill people. People kill people. That's what they'll say. They'll shoot 100 people, and somebody will go, guns don't kill people. People kill people. As a matter of fact, if the gunman would have had a knife, he could have stabbed 100 people to death. That's what they say. They actually say that shit on TV. Could have stabbed 100 people. Yo, check this out. If 100 people ever got stabbed at the same time, in the same place, by the same person, you know what that would mean? 97 people deserve to die. What, you just watching this shit? Oh shit, somebody got stabbed. Ooh, they stabbed somebody out. Ooh, he stabbed somebody out. Ooh, he getting closer. Ooh, he stabbed me. I didn't see that coming. Oh, he stabbed a lady behind me. He's a stabbing fool. Guess that's why they call him Stabby. They are never changing none of this gun shit, man. But you watch the news and it's like, well, we can't change the gun laws because every American has the right to protect their home. Every American has the right to protect their home. And that's true, you got the right to protect their home. But you ever notice that almost all the mass shooters, none of them own homes? They all live with their fucking mothers? No, man. They gotta change the gun laws. Here's the deal. Here's what I think. I think in order for you to get a gun in the United States of America, you should have to have a mortgage. Right. That's a background check for your ass. Shit, if you got a 739 credit score, you ain't killing nobody. Shit, a mortgage make you act right. How many times you been ready to quit your job? just ready to quit. Like, I can't take this shit. These people don't know how to use me. My skills are going to waste. I'm too smart for these people. I'm gonna go in there tomorrow and I'm gonna quit this job. And you walk in there and you think you're gonna quit and you see that boss and you think, that fucking mortgage. I'm gonna be here 30 more years. If I'm lucky. Shit, how does a mortgage make you act right? How many times you been ready to smack the shit out of somebody at work? Just smack, yeah, I ain't the only one. Just ready to smack the shit. Like, I can't believe this motherfucker think they can talk to me this way. Oh, tomorrow I'm gonna smack the shit out this motherfucker. You start doing push-ups. You dip your hand in lard. I'm gonna smack him with a crispy hand. I'm gonna have a layer of crispy on my hand when I smack this motherfucker. That's right, I might buffalo smack this motherfucker. Dip it in some hot sauce too. And you right before you get ready to smack the shit out this motherfucker, you run up to him, you're like, whoa! You lucky I'm trying to refinance. That's right, mortgage make you act right. Yo, there ain't nothing better than a good mortgage. If you got a good mortgage, God has blessed you. And what is a good mortgage, you might ask? A mortgage that allows you to live your life, to do things, to go places, to buy shit. If you got a mortgage that's like that, then you, God has shined his light on you. But if you got a bad mortgage, whoa! Hell hath no fury like a bad mortgage. What is a bad mortgage, you ask? Well, a bad mortgage is any mortgage that doesn't allow you to do anything but pay your motherfucking mortgage. That is a bad mortgage. You can't go nowhere. You can't even come to this motherfucking show. You gotta watch Delirious on VCR. Right. When you got a bad mortgage, boy, you can get your eyebrows done one at a time. I'm gonna get the left done right now. In about 3 weeks, I might get the right done. I might. I don't know if I'm gonna have the money. I'm trying to go to Whole Foods later. Shit's expensive. That's right, one of them bad Suge Knight mortgages where your house is just looking at you like, where's my money, bitch? It's death row, motherfucker! That's right, nothing like a bad mortgage, right? You all fucked up. That's right, when you're like a meth addict and the house is the dealer. And you're like, please, please, I'm just trying to get this basement fixed. I'll do anything, I'll suck your dick. If you got one of those mortgages, just get out of that shit, man. Ain't no shame in renting. Just rent, motherfucker. Rent, man.
Stream Chris Rock, Total Blackout, The Tambourine Extended Cut, only on Netflix.